Bienvenidos a Barrio Latino,
el único programa en español en Pittsburgh, Pensilvania.
Noticias, entrevistas, servicios y la mejor música.
Y escúchenos también por la web en tiempo real www.wrst.org.
Buenas tardes, Pittsburgh, ¿cómo están? Bienvenidos a Barrio Latino, el único barrio de la ciudad de Pittsburgh enteramente en español. Hoy es febrero 17 del año 2022 y lo que tenemos para hoy es un programa lleno de música. Hace unos días atrás fue el Día de San Valentín, que muchos consideran una fiesta bastante comercial, pero cualquier excusa es buena para poner buena música, así que eso es lo que tenemos hoy. A la mitad del programa vamos a tener una sección de anuncios. La verdad es que no hay muchos eventos pasando en la ciudad en este momento, así que bueno, vamos a estar compartiendo con ustedes información de algunos recursos disponibles en la ciudad para la comunidad latina y espero que la información les sea útil. Así que con eso empezamos con la primera sección de música aquí en Barrio Latino.
El amor tiene firma de autor en las causas perdidas. El amor siempre empieza soñando y termina en insomnio. Es un acto profundo de fe que huele a mentira. El amor baila al son que le toquen, sea Dios o el demonio. Sea Dios o el demonio. El amor es la guerra perdida entre el sexo y la risa. Es la llave con que abres el grifo del agua en los ojos. Es el tiempo más lento del mundo cuando va deprisa. El amor se abre paso despacio, no importa el cerrojo. Amor es la arrogancia de aferrarse a lo imposible. Es buscar en otra parte lo que no encuentras en ti. El amor es un ingrato que te eleva por un rato.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Esperando a que el sol esté a nuestro alcance, camino deseando encontrarse con alguien. Su odio matutino, su segundo nombre y algún sueño vencido lo acompañan muy bien. Brillaba con picardías el servicio postal. Llevaba mangas largas.
palabras son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo con sonantes hay que hacerse responsables. Las palabras son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo con sonantes hay que hacerse responsables. Es como confuso, es como pura boca. Una promesa rota, palabras que rebotan. Una persona por delante y por detrás contra. Una promesa trucha, puras palabras mula. Porfa, diga la verdad y no me prometa lo que nunca llegará. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, se cumple, no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto. Prometé una liebre por un gato, lo que prometiste lo espero hace rato. ¿Qué pasó? ¿Se olvidó? ¿No cachó? Cuando me lo dijo no ponía atención. Oh, qué pena que me da. Yo no estoy seguro cuando dices la verdad. Duda, 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 duda. Muchas dudas ahora me das. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, se cumple, no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto. Cuando digo algo y lo cumplo, algo gano, yo siento que triunfo. Pero cuando digo mucho me confundo, me siento como un gusano, como un humano trucho, aucho. Puede ser quizás que yo te llamo, te lo juro, de más obvio que vamos. Sí, 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 como si fuera tan fácil. Mula. Yo lo sé, es difícil decir que no, pero vale la pena. Entonces vamos a aprender cómo N con no es no, N con no es no. Si le pones un gracias, cuánto mejor. No gracias, señor, yo esta vez paso. ¿Para qué le digo? Que sí, sí, no. Si te confundo a ti, termino confundido yo, yo, yo. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, se cumple, no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, se cumple, no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto.
Las palabras son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo, pienso antes, hay que hacerse responsable. Las palabras son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo, pienso antes, hay que hacerse responsable.
Llegar jamás, vos confundís mi vida más y más. Vamos ya hacia otro destino, a encontrar algún lugar en el camino.
Quiere, quiere. I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
One parent, the green tree frog, Hyla Scenaria, has this call.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I wanna know, do you love me anymore?
Thank you. He's a mojo king. He's got the magic touch. Oh yeah, he's a mojo king. I tell you, that man who runs, that guy back there beating the drums. This lady said that he could really hum a hum a hum. He's a mojo king. He's got the magic touch.
your daughter don't want me no more. She says I did her wrong, I made love to her girlfriend. Now if you love your daughter, you tell her bring my loving back home. Now if you love your daughter, you tell her bring my love back home. If she's not home by 5 to 6 feet in the ground, oh yeah. Thank you.
Holocaust. It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Now and forever.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Welcome, everybody. You all know that I have no interest whatsoever, no intention whatsoever, no motivation whatsoever to deceive you about the believability or the trustworthiness of anybody, but in particular in the context of the January 6th committee investigating the Trump riots. I have no interest in telling you that a witness is any more or less credible than they actually are. And in a few minutes, we're going to look at a specific claim made by former aide to former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows, Cassidy Hutchinson. We're going to look at a specific claim she made that's being disputed, and we will discuss, is this plausible? Who do we think is telling the truth? We're going to look at that, and she may have said something that wasn't true. We'll figure it out. But first, we have to talk about these brazen and completely baseless smears that have launched against Cassidy Hutchinson. And it's a really great insight into how a propaganda outlet, in this case, Breitbart, the right-wing propaganda outlet Breitbart, can generate what looks like a news story based on nothing. Headline from this morning, Breitbart, report: Cassidy Hutchinson fabricated testimony about conversation with former White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Whoa, report. This must be pretty serious. You start reading the article and you will very quickly see what this is about. The article reads, Cassidy Hutchinson, a former White House aide who was the January 6th committee's star witness during a surprise hearing held on Tuesday, reportedly fabricated pieces of her testimony about conversations she had with former White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Okay. During her testimony, Hutchinson claimed that Cipollone told her to tell her boss, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, that former President Trump should not go to the Capitol on January 6th. That's true. She did testify to that. Hutchinson testified Cipollone said, we're going to get charged with every crime imaginable if Trump went to the Capitol. The committee's vice chair, Liz Cheney, doubled down on her calls to get Cipollone to testify before the committee due to Hutchinson's testimony. As we heard yesterday, White House counsel Pat Cipollone had significant concerns about Trump's activities on January 6th. Cheney tweeted, it's time for Mr. Cipollone to testify on the record. Any concerns he has about the institutional interests of his prior office are outweighed by the need for his testimony. That's true. They have now subpoenaed Pat Cipollone, and we will get to that. But then it starts to get a little weird. The Breitbart article reads, however, Cipollone was reportedly not at the White House on the morning of January 6th. According to Human Events senior editor Jack Posobiec, And then you look, what is the source of this report? And it is tweets from a conspiracy theorist, Jack Posobiec. That's the source. Jack Posobiec tweeted, apropos of nothing, citing no sources, breaking multiple sources, including one who was at the White House on January 6th, tell me Cipollone was not there in the AM when Hutchinson testified she spoke with him. January 6th committee is aware of this discrepancy and are ignoring media inquiries about it. Seems she made up the entire conversation.